matter for Ganyan. But my, Chabad way. But my feet took me there. It's interesting, I was by my Rebbe earlier in the week, and I asked him about Chai Elo, significance, maybe in Stachin Chassidus or Chassidus Bachlal. And he said that it's pretty much, it's a Lubavitcher Inyan. And I thought to myself, like, why is it Dafka a Lubavitcher Inyan? Dafka this Chassidus. And Stan, what's the idea of the fact that it's the birthday of a tzaddik, the birthday of the Baal HaTanya, the birthday of the Baal Shem? What's interesting is that every sect of Chassidus has a unique nekuda. They carry the same light, to the light of the Baal Shem. But each one of them has a unique nida, nekuda, a different color, a different shade. That when this light, this inner light, touches that prism, shines that light in its own unique way. Now, the Indian of Chabad Chassidus, in the Derech of the Baal HaTanya, is of course the Indian of Chachma Bina V'Das, which means great mochin, which means a great mind. Baal HaTanya, the Sefer HaTanya, is kemat a Kabbalah Sefer. Babbage Rebbe said, and I think this is a Kabbalah from the Baal HaTanya himself, if not from him, from his descendants, that learning Tanya, learning Chabad Chassidus, is learning Sisra Tayyar itself. It's kiilu learning Kabbalah, as the milus of learning Kabbalah. But the Mahalich of Chabad, as opposed to other divisions of Chassidus, was to take the mind, to take the Seichel, and put it in places of unknown territory. Places which are lamala min haSeichel. To reach up with the mind into places which are higher than the Seichel, and then bring them down to the Seichel. This is the whole inyan of Chabad, the whole mahalach of Chabad, Chassidus, is to take Torah and to bring it down into low places. Like the Gemara says, the Torah is nimshal lamayim. The Torah is compared to water. The Torah, like water, just as water begins in a high place and goes down to the lowest place possible, so too the mayim shel Torah, in the highest places, the tzaddik needs to bring it down so that others, even on lower madrigas, can drink from the waters of these high places. And it's appropriate, especially, without going into great detail, that the idea of Chachma, the concept, the sphere of Chachma, corresponds to water. Because the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, these four letters correspond to the four elements of creation. The Yud being water, and then the He being fire, the Vav being Ruach, and then the lower He being Afar, being earth. And that Yud, which corresponds to Chachma, which is Mayim, is the idea that Chacham, the idea of Chachma, is that it goes into low places. And that's Pshat, what the Chazal say, Ezehu Chacham Halomin Mikol Adam. That the simon of a Chacham is that he goes to the lowest places to learn from low people. It's not just that he brings down Chachma to the low places. It's a simon of a Chacham that you find him in the low places. But it's his Chachma. On top of that, that he's a Chacham to know that there's tremendous amounts to learn from simple people. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov himself, he was always found in the company of the Hamoinam, the Pshuteyam. That the simen of a Chacham is that his Torah is like water. And he brings down the Mayim Shel Torah to the lowest places, to be Makarav Yidin. To take great lights, like tefillin. Great, great Meichen of tefillin. That means tefillin. And that's what Lubavitch Chassidus do. They take great Meichen and they put it on the heads of simple people. And they're not afraid to do that. That's the Mahalach. You have to bring them water. They need to drink these waters too. Because of that, because they have Meichen, because the whole Mahalach is to use the mind, to bring the mind into places of unknown. So normally when it comes to days on the Jewish calendar, besides for the Yom Tov, which are days which have unique status, it's a yahrzeit. The fact that a tzaddik, that he's accomplished in this world, that he goes up, when he's nostalgic, he brings up all of his accomplishments, he makes the tikkunim necessary on that day. And that's why when the tzaddik has a yahrzeit, there's no nefilas apayim, we don't do tachanun. It's not just because it's a party. It's because the tzaddik, when he dies, he makes tikkunim. And whatever tikkun needs to be done with nefilas apayim is accomplished through the misa of the tzaddik. The whole idea of nefilas apayim is that a person gives up his life for Hashem. That's why you go down into the lowest places. Kilu, you're giving up your life in order to be mekadeshim shemayim. The whole idea of the tzaddik and the p'tir of the tzaddik is that he makes a mesiras nefesh. And that's accomplished without having to say nefilas apayim. But that we understand. Because when the tzaddik is nifter and he goes up, he takes up all of his accomplishments. Avram Zokin Baba Yomim, he came with all of his days before Kadosh Baruch Hu when he died. But a birthday, the reason why a birthday is generally not celebrated is because you have nothing to show for it. You haven't accomplished anything yet. It's just a matana to have been born. You're not bringing up. There's no service in being born. But the idea behind it is that if a person is a real chacham, he's able to be mistakel even on the birth of a tzaddik and to be able to find a light, an accomplishment. And in the same way that it takes the mind of a chacham to be able to stick that seichel into places which are above, into places of potential. So a chacham is able to see the potential, to have simcha on the potential of the birth of a tzaddik, meaning that even though the tzaddik has not yet done what he's supposed to have done, this is the birth of the tzaddik, but already a chacham is able to see the potential of something even before it's created. And this too is the Maamar Chazal. Ezehu chacham, haroya es hanoilad. He's able to see the birth of something. The simen of a chacham, the simen of chachma, is that he sees the haylada, and he's able to make a simcha out of the haylada even before the tikkun has been done. Perhaps the greatest dogma of this, which we see from Chazal, is by Purim. And Chazal say that Haman rejoiced in the fact that the Gzar Din had fallen in the month of Adar, which is the Yom Ptiras Moshe, the month in which Moshe was Nifter, not knowing that this was also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in. As if to say that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar meant the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. that Haman, he was a Chacham. Believe me, he was a Chacham. He knew very well the Jewish calendar. He knew the secret of Gairo. But it wasn't a real Chacham. It wasn't like a Mordechai. It wasn't like a Balatanya. He's able to see just the Sofei Tevos, the tear of the tzaddik. He wasn't able to see the Rashi Tevos, the potential. Understand what it means, the birth of a tzaddik. The Hamoinam can't appreciate what that means. Even though people are generally, even smart people like Haman, they can understand what it means, the p'tir of a tzaddik. But to understand what it means, the halad of the tzaddik, that takes a real chachma. That he didn't have. But it's masha from Chazal that the l'hida of Moshe Rabbeinu was significant. That it was significant. And we find that l'hidas Moshe was very significant. It says that when Moshe was born, that he lit up the whole house, Chazal say. That the Or Ki Tov, that this Or Ki Tov of Moshe Rabbeinu, that already in his birth, that the house of Amram, the house of Yocheved, would be able to discern, even in the lathe of Moshe, that there was something special. That takes a real chachma. It would seem that it has relevance also to this man. Svar Makdashim tell us that although we know that the first day of creation was not Rosh Hashanah, which we call Rosh Hashanah, that was the sixth day of creation, creation of Adam, means that the first day of creation, Yom Rishon of creation, was Chafei El. But if you go even deeper, it comes out that although the beginning of creation was on Yom Rishon, which was 6 days before Yom HaShishi, if you go a week before that, that was also, the Svar Makdashim say, part of the Bias Ha'il. There's a concept in Kabbalah which is called the creation of the vessels and then the breaking of the vessels. So the creation and the first breaking of these vessels of creation began on Yud Zayin El. That was Shabbos. That was Shabbos. The first Shabbos of all of creation, which was, so to speak, Allah Birtzayna Yisbarach, Hashem wanted to create a world. That was on Yud Zayin El. And the beginning of the Shvira Sakelin, the beginning of the destruction of this building blocks of creation, took place on Chai El. So in a certain sense, the beginning of the creation of the world, the beginning of the creation of the world, began on Chai El. Now, a person with a simple mayach can't even see that, doesn't even know about that. All he sees is Chaf Avelo, beginning of the world. But it takes somebody with a greater das, with a greater chachma, to allow his mind to go even to a place which precedes even that which the Torah speaks about. That takes a real chachma. It takes the mind of a Tanya, of a Balatanya, it takes the mind of a Baal Shem, to be able to see that really the beginning of creation comes from a place even before that which the Torah says. That really Chai Elul is the beginning of creation. That was already HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol bringing himself down, breaking things, lowering himself in a sense, not doing even acts of creation, but doing acts of breaking of Kelim. In order, because he had the foresight to see the Noilad, that from these broken Kelim would be the beginning of creation. And that's the idea of the neshama of a Baal Shem coming down into the world, of a Baal HaTanya coming down into the world. It's the whole musug of what a chachma is, that a person who is a real chacham, he lowers himself down into the lowest places in order to actualize the potential which he's gifted in. to a chacham, the people who admire true chachma, they're able to see the simcha in that as well. And it seems safe to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Yahrzeit and his Leida was on Zayin Elul, Zayin Adar. And a week later, approximately 9 days later, 8 days later, that was the Yeshua of the Jewish people. That it was a Refua Kodem Lamaka. It wasn't that Moshe's birthday and his Pesira was Mamash on Yud Dalid Adar, Tesvav Adar. It was on Zayin Adar. But in a sense, that was a hachana. The Leidas Moshe was a hachana. That things would go well a week later for the Jewish people. So too, in a certain sense, one of the simchas of Chai Elul is that the Leida of the Baal Shem, the Leida of the Baal HaTanya, it's a bachin of Leidas Moshe, that the Tzadik Hador and the Tzadikim in subsequent generations like the Baal HaTanya, like the Baal Shem Tov, who are in the embodiment of Moshe Rabbeinu, that in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chacham and he brought down Torah Min HaShemayim down to this world, so to Tzadikim like the Baal Shem and the Baal HaTanya, they take very high Torahs and they bring them down into this world, their Leida is like a Leidas Moshe, that it's a Hachana for the Yom HaDin. And in the same way that when Bnei Yisrael were being judged in the times of Haman, that the Satan was accusing Bnei Yisrael, let them not emerge Zakai from the din against them on Yud Dalet Adar, Yud Gimel Adar. So too, as a hachana for the Yom HaDin, which awaits us on Rosh Hashanah, we have Leidas Tzadikim, which in a sense reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Nachas Ruach of why he created the world in the first place. That it was kedai for these tzaddikim to create the world, and it's kedai to keep the world going for these tzaddikim. As Chazal said, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he was misnakel but tzaddikim ubaras ha'olam. He saw the nachas ruach he would have from tzaddikim when he created the world. The potential of a tzaddik created a simcha before the Kodesh Baruch Hu to say, it's kedai to keep going. It's kedai to create this world, and it's kedai to go fight every single year. Share with you one ma'isa. This is the Bnei Yisrael. He had a sitter with Kavanas of the Arizal, and he would have it in front of him open on Rosh Hashanah, but he wouldn't look inside. One of his talmidim asked him about this peculiar inyan. And he explained with the story. He said, a true ma'isa, that there was a family, a Yiddish family, who had a debt to a certain part, a certain guy in town, that couldn't repay the loan. So in a fit of anger, the pirates walked into the house of this Yiddish family and killed the parents in cold blood. And being that this pirate was childless, he took this young child into his home and raised him as a guy. Never told him that he was the son of a Jewish family. V'kachava, he grew up as a guy. And he was already a little bit older now. Probably about 10 years old. V'hi hayoyim, he was walking outside one day and he saw the flock of Yidden coming to a certain house, building in the area, and he saw a Jew also going to the synagogue. And he said, what's going on? Where's everybody going? So he said, it's Rosh Hashanah. And all the Jewish people are coming to pray to God. And this Yid, he recognized the boy, and he said to him, by the way, you're also a Jew. Of course, the child didn't know what it meant to be a Jew. He couldn't believe it. So he went and he asked his father, the pirates. And the parrots, of course, they denied the whole thing. This is ridiculous. You're my son. Whole thing is fake. Right. So his father says so. It's makabalit. So 10 days later, he's playing outside. And once again, the Jews are coming to synagogue. So he finds this Jew again, says, what's going on? He says, well, the Jews are coming to daven on Yom Kippur now. And he said to him, by the way, you're a Jew. He says, well, I spoke to my father. He says, not true. He says, well, it's not true. He says, come. Come with me. And he takes him to a house in the forest. He says, this is where your parents lived. So the boy goes inside the house. And he finds a sitter. And he takes the sitter and he shows it to the Jew. And the Jew opens up the sitter and he says, after the boy asks, what is this? He says, this is a sitter, this is what we pray from. And he opens up the page and the inside of the sefer says his parents' names. And it says the name of the child and the birthday of the child. He says, that's you. So this is obviously tremendous shock for this boy to now see that he's Jewish. He tells him the Maisa about how the parrots killed his parents. So he comes to Shul. And he comes to Shul and he takes the sitter. And he opens up the sitter. And he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, this young boy. He says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I'm here with all these other Jews. And I don't know what it means, sitter, to daven from the sitter. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I don't know how to pray to you. He says, I'm not going to pray. I'm just going to have my sitter open. You pray instead for me. And the Baal Shem Tov said that these words of this boy created tremendous stir in Shemayim. Shook the whole world. The tefillah of this boy. Didn't know what to say. But the fact that he had a lev nishbar and he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you be mispalo for me, had a tremendous impact on the entire world at Rosh Hashanah. What Bnei Yisachar said in his humility, he said, Kavanas of the Arizal, what it means to daven with Kavanas, I don't know how to daven like that. But my parents did, and my Rabbanim did. So he says, I have the sitter open, and I say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know how to daven with this sitter. You daven. You daven for me. That was the avoda of the Bnei Yisachar and Rosh Hashanah. I do think that the fact that the boy's birthday was written in the sitter has significance. It does connect to the significance of a birthday as it perhaps pertains to Rosh Hashanah. I'll leave that to you to understand that on your own. Because that's not obviously the Igun Nekuda of the story. But the Igun Nekuda, of course, of the story is that sometimes our biggest weakness could be our greatest strength. The Bnei Yisachar said about himself, I don't know how to daven like this, you daven for me. There's every generation which doesn't have the patience, not just the seichel to daven with the kavanas of the Ari, that certainly we don't have. But we could say about our generation that if we took a pasha to sitter and we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know how to daven from this, you daven from this. Even as mamish, an art scroll machzor in Rosh Hashanah. I think it would be safe to say that we don't know what we're doing with such a sitter. I don't know what it means. Amir Tziosher. I don't know what it means. Slicha, Mechila, Din. I don't know what's going on in Shemayim. We have no dogma, even Ba'olam Hazeh, as to what that means. We come onto Rosh Hashanah, we don't feel anything. It's a day in Shul. Now we're going to end up davening. Look forward to eating, you know, the apple and the honey. You don't know how to daven in Rosh Hashanah. And instead of having it that a Sheyid should be Tzabrach and should be broken from that, if he's Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know anything about davening, especially in Rosh Hashanah, you daven for me. Give yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. Could save the world. Definitely save your world. Tremendous nachas ruach before Kadosh Baruch. This is how tzaddikim prepared for Rosh Hashanah. They weren't looking to be mechapes chusin like this and like that. That's also very nice. But instead of preparing the maisim before Kadosh Baruch, the zechuyos, the mitzvahs, instead of chapping around like that, the tzaddik was preparing his heart. He was taking his heart and making a shvarim out of it. He was breaking his heart. Sometimes the fact that a person is makar his chesronos and he turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says, "You be mumala my chesronos." It's a tremendous nachas ruach before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and especially in our dar. If it's not the way, it's definitely a very powerful etza. This is the lessons of tzaddikim, like the B'nai Saskar. This is the derech of the Baal Shem that he came into this world to teach us lessons like this. The more that a Jew lowers himself, and he realizes just how chaser he is before Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's perhaps the greatest chacham of all. It shows that you really understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his shleimus, and the frailkeit of what it means to be a baser adam. The great light which they bring in their death and in their birth, she was to be able to connect to their light, to their legacy, to their ways, to the Kedusha, to be ma'ur our hearts in the Seis Ratzim, to be able to come of our Kodesh Baruch and Rosh Hashanah, believe Nishba Venidka. Atvila should be Neskabel, the Avla, she was to a Din Toiv. To be nechtav, the nechtam is sifin shal tzaddikim, and to be oile, the tzaddikim, hatzina kedosha, to be makabel pnei mashiach tzaddikim, amen.
Amen.